What heals the world? Love. We've heard so many poets, songwriters, philosophers speak to love. But who defines the word love? God. He sent his son to fix every human being that's born. Everybody's sinful. Everybody's broken. Everybody's got death in their body. Every kind of problem with the human, from every form of birth defect, mental illness problems, health problems, born without a leg, all that stuff everybody has in their body at some level, right? So love fixes everything. Loving your neighbor perfectly fixes everything. Loving your enemies fixes everything. But we can't do it. Prostitution, it could be called love, right? Compromise of all the religious people coming together and agreeing that we're not going to argue anymore could be called love, ecumenicalism. But really, it's not love because it's not truthful. You have to give up on truth to love. So God is love, which is truth. God is love, which is perfect forgiveness, sacrificial atonement, reconciliation with heaven. Heaven now can come down, and it will come down to those who love God. We will rejoice, we will dance, we will have an incredible party, because we've learned love in our real earthly life by forgiving people, by crying out to God for forgiveness of sin. We've turned away from the world. We've been separated out of this world, mentally, emotionally, in every way. We don't operate according to its principles. Therefore, love to God has set us free from the world's lies and the world's fake love and the world's philosophical ideas that think they know how to replicate love, but they can't. There's no blood atonement. There's no God coming down. Only Jesus brings that through his perfect life, his perfect death, and his powerful resurrection, his ascension now sitting at the right hand. That is love. God is love.